morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced, broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as mirestel, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flag-leaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex weed herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you play the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex weed herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
President Donald Trump released his long-awaited plan to upgrade the nation's infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and airports. The 53-page document shows how Trump plans to stimulate $1.5 trillion in new investments. Many of the main points in the plan have been known for some time. There were some new elements, though, in this proposal, including expanding the use of private activity bonds to finance projects. That would extend the use of tax-exempt debt by private entities and broaden the number of projects the bonds could be used for. Other proposals include letting states add tolls on interstates, as well as fostering public-private partnerships in transit projects. Also under the plan, regulators would have more latitude in waiving required environmental reviews. And in other news, an abundance of caution is behind Farm Group's latest court action to prevent the long-criticized Waters of the U.S. rule, or WOTUS, from taking effect. The Trump EPA has already moved to delay WOTUS implementation for 2 years while it acts to repeal and replace the sweeping expansion of water regulation. So why then are groups like the National Pork Producers Council asking a federal district court in Texas to issue a nationwide stay of the 2015 rule? Here's NPPC's Michael Formica.
A number of environmental groups in some states challenge the Trump administration's rule delaying the implementation date for 2 years, and they're going to get to go move and make that challenge. And I assume they will pick a judge who is going to rule in the manner that they like.
On the other side of the long-running legal battle, returning to the Texas federal court are the pork producers, the American and Texas Farm Bureaus, and a broad coalition of farm and industry groups.
Rather than filing a new suit, we had this lawsuit filed years ago when the WOTUS rule first came out. And in light of our victory at the Supreme Court, we're going right back to that court and seeking the injunction against the Obama administration's WOTUS rule that we were seeking 3 or 4 years ago.
The Supreme Court ruled recently that federal district courts, not a U.S. Court of Appeals in Ohio that had issued a WOTUS stay, has jurisdiction over legal challenges to WOTUS, thus the move back to the Texas federal court. But the high court ruling also means the lifting of the appellate court stay is imminent. Without the 2-year EPA delay, producers argue they'd lose the regulatory certainty they need to farm.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's the 14th annual Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, February 28th at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 100 2-year-old bulls from the top of the herd, including Sons of B&B Identity and Generation 2100. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. Also featuring yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, call 580-488-3889 or go to the website at www.quartermastercreek.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.